Supplemental reading.
Artificial chromosomes. In an attempt to develop new gene delivery tools, researchers have been experimenting with introducing a 47th extra artificial human chromosome to the body. This chromosome would exist alongside and be independent of our other 46 chromosomes. It would be a large vehicle capable of carrying large amounts of genetic information. Scientists also think that these artificial chromosomes would not be attacked by the body and, hence, would not cause some of the negative reactions that virus vehicles do. In fact, Chromos Molecular Systems, a biotech company in Canada, is already producing artificial chromosomes in the hope that this will lead to further advances in genetic engineering. Dr. Gyula Hadlaski, the pioneer of this research at Chromos, makes these artificial chromosomes by modifying a normal human chromosome. The result is called an artificial chromosome. Although it was originally created through natural processes, because it is unlike the other chromosomes in a cell. Although gene therapy is limited at present, Hadlaski expects these modified chromosomes to have applications to other forms of biotechnology and genetic engineering. A short-term application of this tool may be to alter mammal cells grown in the lab so that they become natural producers of necessary vaccines or other drugs. Critics of genetic engineering fear this technology and think it will lead to mutations and the weakening of living systems. However, at Chromos, they are optimistic. They say that their artificial chromosomes do not damage cells and that this is an important step on the road of genetic engineering.